We'd have been through them an hour ago.
Okay, let's see. Are there different types of structures or the way the land holds irrigation? Are there different
dams?
What would you call a place where irrigation water reservoir, would settle?
A reservoir. Oh, where it would settle?
Smaller than a reservoir?
Well, a reservoir is from where you get your water to irrigate, and it generally runs into some kind of a creek or wash or something, drainage.
Are there any different terms for irrigation ditches they call?
Yes, there are. And what are they called? Go on to the next question, teacher.
Okay. They ever been a reservoir that would be quite a bit smaller? Could you call that a pond?
A pond? No, a reservoir. My goodness, man. A reservoir can be 40 feet deep and 2 miles wide or wider.
And what would this other term be? The one I was trying to get you to say.
Oh, wait a minute. What was it you was trying to get me to say? Oh, a pond. Oh, a pond is just a small puddle of water.
And do they ever use this for irrigation?
Not that I know of.
I guess more for watering cattle or something?
Yeah, something like that. More for stock water.
What would you call a ditch along an upgraded road? Do you ever have any...
Barrel pit, isn't it?
Okay. I think that's what I would call it. What would you call poor soil? Soil that's not any good. Is there any term for that?
Alkali. Alkali soil.
And soil that is good? Is there any
fertile. Or you could call the alkali unfertile. But we have a lot of... gumbo, and nothing will grow in that. The only thing.
What's gumbo?
Gumbo is a black, sticky mud that you can get stuck and go down, keep going down. And years ago, I can remember when I was a little kid, Mother and Dad used to take the lumber wagon and go out because we had these soap holes, and that is some kind of a gumbo. And the wild cattle would get in that. Maybe if they stayed too long, they'd be completely wild if you pulled them out.
If you're going into town, sometimes towns have cement...
Sidewalks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any other term you would use for that besides sidewalk?
That's all.
Okay. What would the term boulevard bring to mind? Could you define that?
A boulevard would be possibly 6-lane highway.
And could you tell me different types of roads, paved and unpaved, what terms you would have for those to distinguish types of roads?
Oh, well, let's see. A mountain road, you know, wouldn't be paved. Mm-hmm. Okay? And a blacktop is one that is paved with tar, some kind of a mixture of sand and tar. And then there are cement roads.
What about where a road passes through a mountain? What is that part called?
Oh, heavens, Lottie.
Do they ever use the term gap, or is it another word?
No, a gap to me is where there is an opening in land, like between two hills. You go down through the gap.
In the mountains, you wouldn't use that term? There'd be another one you might use?
Well, no, I can't think. Gap is about the only one I'd use.
Okay. What about, what does the term badlands mean?
Rough. And probably small brush growing.